Dat kaartnish Clare Gael, shema hatnya say osaltige. My name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
And over the course of the next hour, I'll be presenting this bilingual program in the English language as Sahilg, and in the Manx Gaelic, Chinyanamera, the mother tongue of Elian Banning, the Isle of Man. As Mavanach Dutrish, well, we have a week of pleasures in front of us, of course, with the Cush coming up, starting on Wednesday. However, the island's history records dark days and sombre events, and last time in Clare na Gael, there was the tale of a crime, for which the perpetrators were tried, found guilty, and the law demanded a sentence of death. Well, there's a bit more background to explore of that event. To skeel ferish grim men message Hans Jajach, as Hans Bach or Eber Ayrtern Chorvis regednege. Dun skeel gul a rinch more calortus on a hoot smoo, as dun a rein chedinchit, rish as rish, my new clashin. A song in Irish to start, though it's not exactly Irish traditional. It's long-established Irish band Keela, who double up with the addition of an eight-piece brass section. This is the song Carolium. Tawas geistach, rish radio vanning, stashun an ashun, viskul ar skeliamach, by dulish, Elian Banning. The eight members of Irish band Killer, augmented with an eight-piece brass lineup and the Irish song Carolium, rather in the same spirit of as Caracanna's Cornish chant from last time. In 1832, an advocate called William Kinley had been attacked shortly after he'd arrived back in Peel from Douglas. On Peel Quayside, a blacksmith called Thomas Siddleton gripped William Kinley by the throat. William Kinley recognised him, and in fact he was able to throw Siddleton down. However, another man attacked him by striking him from behind with something across the lower part of his back. William Kinley got hold of the weapon and found that it was an iron bar, and then he struggled with this attacker and got him down as well, but then Siddleton came back at him. Mr. Kinley said that he thought he recognised this other assailant as a man called Thompson, and they were rolling over and over until Mr. Kinley was being choked, presumably by Siddleton, and he saw the other man standing over him, and he called out, "For God's sake, Thompson, take all I have and spare my life." And then he was struck again with the iron bar, aiming for his head apparently, but fortunately it looks as though the tip of the iron bar hit the ground, and he took only a partial blow. Lederau, Durtmoor Hans, Credvisu Gol Hans, Dreger Hans, Gustai Gretel Vumig, Jin Rera Cushion the Mai Hans, Gat the Lure, Sledned Vumig, Esh Henk Hans Gustai Gretel, Moramai Gretel, Moramai Hans, Kirittawa Corliater Mahon Jew. En Elmir Corlian Beg, Achtomi Lal Riddenach. Mursor en Gretel Korsneed de Hans, as Esch Dorte, Sledned Gretel, as Dortish, Sledniat Hans. Ren Hans Immerker Sul Sneed Leschen, as Renisai uns Kart de Chrech for Gullen Red, as Dire Air Gusentaiega. Faster Mai, Wummig. Faster mai, Dutch Hans, cred haiw jiw. Gustai Gretel, wumig. Cre renw corliat er y son. A ren mi corliam veg er y son, ach ren mi corliam ryddan ach fo i. Cre ren Gretel cor, Dutch. Sneid, wumig. Cre renw leis y sneid, Hans. Ren mi sai uns yn chart y chrech. Llyn Tegid is the Welsh name of the lake that non-Welsh speakers call Bala, which is the town at the northern end of the lake. Local girl Chri George sings her own song of the lake, Can Llyn Tegid.
Alanai Llyn Tegid yn gweld y llyn O donnau llawn harddwch does hyn man mor fri Chwelio mae gwynt oedd ar tonau'n troi'n wyn Ysbryd sy'n codi a thaweli fan hyn Cymru Adlewyrchiad mynyddoedd yn ddrin chanddi hi Y coed a'r cymylau fel galyn o fri O hyfryd le dywed i mi O ble gefaist i'r hyd i dawelyf y mi
Come on.
Llyn Tegid, the Song of Llyn Tegid, written and sung by Hri George, who's from the town of Bala, which stands on that lake, and more from Hri George a little later. Svi volvenach vau de yinu shen hans, de haie sneids jachsach ar de rech, lizachu ver haie sjachsu win yeled. Mai de lur vomig nim na share nachirt. Trehenke nachirt, Dwrt moer Hans, cred taw gol Hans, gys tai gretel wymig. Jyn red y cwysyn dy mai Hans. Cart y lwr, sled ned wymig. Eish, henc Hans gys tai gretel. Mor y mai gretel, mor y mai Hans, cred taw y chorliat er mahon jyw. Yn el mi y chorliam beg, ach tam i lael rydynach. Mae'r sôr yn gretel cor sgyn, de Hans. Ys eich dwrt ei, sled ned gretel, ys dwrt eich, sled niat Hans. Ren Hans cor lesh yr sŵl y sgyn, ys ren ei sai yw'ns y wynnu lega, ys hai dy falia. Fast yr mai, bwmig. Fast yr mai, Hans, gred hai yw diw. Gys tai gretel. Creu renw corliat er y son. Ha remmi corliam veg er y son, ach remmi corliam rydyn ach fwy. William Kinley was also kicked several times in the face during this attack and the subsequent struggle. The attackers ended up taking a hat, two pairs of gloves and a pocketbook, a wallet containing £38, and apparently left him for dead on Peel Quayside. However, he struggled home, was able then to send for James Cool, the chief constable of Peel. As he'd identified Thomas Siddleton, the police went to his house, and not surprisingly, he was unwilling to open the door, until the police said that they'd have to break it down. The police saw what seemed to be loose earth in the back kitchen. Presumably the floor was just packed down soil. But when they went to investigate, he told them that it wasn't there, and told them that Jemmy Moore had the other half of it. They took Thomas Siddleton to the lock-up, which is now the basement of the Leith Museum in Peel, and then they went back to Siddleton's house and found a roll of £20 in notes up the chimney.
Thank you.
Now, we'd normally be having a Scottish piece at this juncture, but that was Finbar and Eddie Fury on Ilion pipes and guitar, but they were playing a piece called Roy's Hands, and that was in commemoration and honour of Roy Williamson of the Corries, and the Roy's Hands is a remark, it's based on a remark by Barney McKenna of the Dubliners that Roy had educated hands. And in fact, Finbar Fury played at Roy Williamson's funeral. Sjoerd u stasjon en asjon vis de jaru, Radio Banning. As in sjoer se Claire Nagel vis color scale mach, mish Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Did the ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
De Claire Nagel reclashen rees reshacht en look je color scale mach, truden chraman eis rees er in de Radio Banning. De podcast je regatten nasty er in de Radio Banning, na trud keerderen podcast elia. Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, na Alexa. The police went round to Jemmy Moore's house and he denied everything, but when they searched his house they found the other £18 under his bed. Amongst them was one that William Kinley had particular cause to remember and recognise, because someone had written on the back of it, "Circulation. Money, like manure, does no good until it spread." Now, both the prisoners' clothes were dirty and daubed with mire and mud, not surprisingly as they'd been rolling round on Peel Quayside during the struggle, which William Kinley reckoned had gone on for 15 to 20 minutes. William Kinley's hat and gloves and pocketbook were also recovered, as well as the £38. Cross-examined in court, William Kinley said that he was acquainted with the prisoners and that he knew James Moore particularly and had done him acts of kindness and wouldn't have suspected that he'd have attacked him. He said that Moore was once a constable and in that capacity had been a quiet, inoffensive man. "Creir en Gretel Cordut, Hans," Briar of Oyr. "Skin, Womig." "Creir en Ulli, Hans." "Rem mi sai ons mo winyl, Womig." "Svi vol venach bau de yno shen, Hans. Lysach o ver chori ons de fogage." "Mai de lwr, Womig, nim na share an achirt." "Tre henk an achirt, dwrt moir, Hans." "Cred, Hans." "Gystai gretl, Womig." "Gin red a cushion de mai, Hans." "Cat de lwr, slednad, Womig." "Slednad, Hans." "Morso heng Hans de stai Gretel." "Mor am I, Gretel?" "Mor am I, Hans. Cyrryd daw y chorliad er mahon diw." "Chyn elmi y chorliad feg, ych bob ail am goel yr sŵl rydynach." "Morso ren Gretel corda Hans manan, sian dy greu gor feg, gor eig." "Eish dŵrt ei, sledned Gretel, ys dŵrt eish sledniad Hans." "Morso dimmer cans yr sŵl y gor, as rhan i cion y cwjach na lyrg ych yn ec, as hwgau i stiach sy'n ffog y jega." Andrea Argyll is a Breton singer who in some early recordings gave an opportunity to a young harper called Alain Cochevelou, who later adopted the name Alain Stivell. Here it's his harp that leads into the song about Un tri avalru, the three red apples. Thank you. Breton singer Andrea Agouil, and she's from the commune of Plougoufan, which is just west of Quimper. And she was accompanied on harp by the man who became Alain Stivell, became famous as Alain Stivell. He was still going by Alain Cochevelou at that time, when that was recorded in 1959, when he was only 15 years of age. Liorish and Tre, Renk, Hans, Tai, Van Gaur, Pluchich. Faster my vomig, faster my Hans, cred haiu jew. Gus tai gretel vomig, cred enu corliat er a son, Hans. Ha ren mi corliam veg, ach ren mi corliam ridden ach boi. Cred ren gretel cordot, Hans, gor vomig. Cred renu li, Hans, hug mi sa fogidem vomig. Svibol venach wou de jonge shen, Hans. Lizach u verkion le ted megirt en wannel, as er li jaily tie. Mij de lure vomig, nim de share nachiert. Esch tre henke nachiert. Cred, Hans. Gestai gretel vomig. Gin vere cushion de my Hans. Kart de lure sled ned vomig. Sled nyat, Hans. Esch heng Hans gus tai Gretel. Mar am I, Gretel? Mar am I, Hans? Cered tau a chorliat er mahon jew? Chanel mi a chorliam veg, ach ta mi giri goir a sŵr rydynach. Whereas William Kinley had thought he was being attacked by a man called Thompson, who was a rag-gatherer, James Moore said he thought that he recognised the person who Thomas Siddleton had confronted as a man called Robert Douglas, and with whom he'd fallen out shortly before. Now, quite why that should make it appropriate for him to attack him with an iron bar is another story. William Kinley's own testament suggests that there may have been something in that, that they'd attacked a person thinking it to be Robert Douglas, only later to discover that it was someone else. But that someone evidently had something worth stealing on him, because he himself had offered that up in order to be spared. The Manx Sun describes him as saying that he thinks it was a second thought of the men to rob him, as they went away after beating him, and then came back. When they went to arrest James Moore, one of the police testified that he wasn't sober, but again said that Moore was a constable and a quiet, inoffensive man. Last Friday, the 31st October, saw the tradition of Hop Tournay, though for some years it was kept by the old style on the 11th of November, Shan Le Hauner. This is a joyful reinterpretation of the song for Hop Tournay by Ruby Bisco-Taylor and Bisky Brish. Bisky Brisht and a reimagining of Hoptune after someone in Lancashire got in touch with Ruby about mysterious words that her Manx father used to sing, but they didn't know what it was all about. The jury of the Court of General Jail Delivery found Thomas Siddleton and James Moore guilty, but with a recommendation to mercy. However, the Deemster, John Christian, had no alternative but to pass a death sentence. The victim, William Kinley, sent a heartfelt memorial to the Lieutenant Governor, Cornelius Smelt, asking for clemency, saying how he would feel it personally if they were hanged. Well, this wasn't asking for them to be pardoned or exonerated. In 1832, in fact, the United Kingdom passed legislation to reduce the very long list of felonies for which the death sentence was imposed, often for the theft of items of very low value. Instead, more prisoners were being sentenced to transportation. This would perhaps have been what happened to Thomas Siddleton and James Moore if the plea for clemency had been accepted. The sentence, the jury's recommendation, and William Kinley's memorial being sent to the UK authorities for consideration. But the sentence of death wasn't amended in this case. Mursaw hug Gretel de Hans, pish the bagoon. Esh dorte, sledned Gretel. Dortish, slednyat Hans. Gau Hans a bagoon, as rannu cion le ted mygit de mwsh. As rennie tarnail and lorg ern red egg of the valia. As henk na mordi as renadia olio. Murso tre renke tie, but ted salau egger, as beg er a chion elia jay. Faster my, bomig. Faster my, Hans, cred hiu jew. Gus tie Gretel, bomig. Cre renu corliat er a son, Hans. Haremi corliam, veg. Hrem mi corliam veg, ach rem mi corliam rydynach boi. Cre ren Gretel cordot, Hans? Pish the wagoon, womig. Cre renw lesh, Hans? Rem mi cion le tedrish, as rem mi li jail le tai, ach gin the mordi e, womig. Svi vol ben ach vaw de yunu shen, Hans, lysach u ver nimache de chion. Mai de lwr, Nim na sé an achir, womig. Tre henk an achirt. Cred, Hans? Gus tai Gretel, womig. Well, at this time we might I was going to include some Cornish music. That's perhaps not quite Cornish music. It's On the Cliffs, the prelude to Act Two of the Cornish set opera The Wreckers, with music from 1904 by Ethel Smith. Ethel Smith later spent 2 months in Holloway in 1912 as part of the women's suffrage movement. In fact, she taught Emmeline Pankhurst how to throw stones so that she could go and visit the Home Secretary's house. Tune na shun to Radio Banning, Zega Trey Tonche, Claire Nagel, Mr. Clashen, Meren Peen, Robert Katin Carslaw, Robert a Carslach.
Have you heard tell of Owl Bobby Bob?
Jin rare a cushion the my hands. Cart the lure, sled ned, wumig. Sled nyat hands. Esh henk hands gus tai Gretel. Mora my Gretel. Mora my hands, kerit tava chorliat erba hon jew. Yn elmi a chorli am feg, ach bobail am goel ar sŵr ydynach. Mae'r sôr yn Gretel cor gawn dy hans, sy'n dy greu bwa eig. Sled ned, Gretel. Sled ned, Hans. Ren Hans goel y gawn ys hwgi ar y chion, ys dimrgy ei dyfalia, ys ren y gawn sgrydda yn edyn ega. Fast y mai, fwmig. Fast yr mai, Hans, cred haiw jiw. Gys tai Gretel, fwmig. Creu renw corliat ar y son. A remi corliam feg, ach remi corliam rydynach fwy. Creu ho Gretel dot, Hans. Gawen, fwmig. Creu renw lesio gawen, Hans. Dimwrch mi e dy falia er mych iawn, ach renu sgrydda yn edyn em. Sfif o fen ach fawd y un o sien, Hans, Lysach yw berli jail tai y gawyn. Chaw, gamol eisl. Lysach yw berli jail tai y gawyn. Now, Siddleton, says the Manx son, was a blacksmith and was much addicted to reading, particularly of such books as had a decided tendency to infidelity. He was versed in the scriptures and had read many of the English poets, which he quoted with readiness and fluency. He was a man of strong, or rather violent, passions, and subject to great excitement. During the time of his confinement he meditated suicide, and for that purpose had concealed a knife in his apparel. Alarmed, however, at the certainty of divine judgment for such an additional crime, he dashed the knife from him and gave it to the governor of the prison. His life had latterly been a course of continued drunkenness and depravity. He desired his wife to burn all his books, having a tendency to infidelity. That's to go away from religion, I think. Get that kind of infidelity. The son says, Moore was a wheelwright, and after his apprehension to the moment of his death, he was a sincere penitent. For the last few years, he had led a dissolute life and had been much given to intoxication. Now, Chow na Mara is the name of a ceilidh band that got together in Dungarvan in County Waterford, with members from Waterford but others from Kerry, Cork and Clare. The singer here is Ciarán O'Gallowain, and unfortunately, he's in arrears.
Sibli under the guide explained in the gashel ne yoig is me answer a hogus and by the vee precious is the hidden hoid. I'm in it airs and it airs, oh, I'm in it airs of denoid. Time in it airs and it airs, and the fear for me yet a video. Show though my hype in the door, and his bag a gum coached in sport. Big kyle for five drinks and gold on the shit in the soul is me yoig. I'm in it airs and it airs, oh, I'm in it airs of denoid. Time in it airs and it airs, is by the not yet a video. Poshie violin a plail of the begging megas the road, or sagart in the prosh and a gale of good dragging to hentig and old. I'm in it airs and it airs, oh, I'm in it airs at an old. Time in it airs and it airs, and a fear for me yet at good yod. fick poderskan där man bokade en broj. Hade tre verka mixturer, det smaggade en någonting nöjd. Hymen är så nöjd. Hymen är så spartna dyrt gud jag. Både så kolde gud alla på händerna är upp till år. De är en framskilling från nödig när jag vagn som jag gud nöjd.
Ciao na mara, Cayley Band, and a fine vocal by Kieran O'Gallowan, Time in Arrears. Also in this article in the Manx Sun about Thomas Sittleton and James Moore, it remarks, they both attributed the acts for which they suffered to the effects of intoxication. Well, the fact that Thomas Sittleton, as a blacksmith, was nevertheless thrown down by William Kinley, who then managed to grapple with both him and James Moore for as long as he did, besides suffering being beaten with the iron bar and being kicked, it probably shows that Thomas Sittleton and James Moore were the worse for wear for drink at the time of the assault. In fact, they mentioned that James Moore was not sober when they went round to his house. And so that may well have been the reason as well for what seems to have been a case of mistaken identity, with the assailants thinking, apparently, to attack this man called Robert Douglas. But William Kinley himself had drawn attention to having something worth robbing about his person, and Thomas Sittleton at the end said that he died an innocent man. And I think he perhaps meant that although he'd initiated the attack, his main part was the subsequent robbery. That's when they came back and carried out the robbery. And I think he was suggesting it was James Moore's attack on William Kinley with the iron bar that attracted the death sentence rather than the robbery. So the attack, the physical attack, was the attempted murder, and I think that may have been the part of it that carried the death penalty. But on the other hand, as I mentioned earlier on, the felony laws at that time were very strict, and people could be sentenced to death for stealing amounts that were very, very small. And here, these were two men who'd taken £38 in cash.
Look at the jail tie a gowin, esh lizago a berchanle, risha van jure, Hans. My delur, nim na share an achirt, bumig. Tre henk an achirt. Cred, Hans. Gustai gretel, bumig. Gin rare a cushion to my Hans. Cat delur, bumig, sled ned. Sled nyat, Hans. Esh henk Hans gustai gretel. Mor am I, Gretel? Mor am I, Hans? Cyrryd taw ych o'r liat er mo hon, diw. Yn elmi ych o'r beg, ach, bobail am goerydd yn ach yr sŵl. Eish, dŵrd Gretel, rys Hans. Ni yw co'r liat mis yr sŵl. Eish, ren Hans goel Gretel, ys ren ei cion le ted my gyrt ymwanl, ys ren ei li jail i dy falia. As rannu cionni, rysio fan diwr, as haia gys y foer. Faster mai, fwmig. Faster mai, Hans, cred haiw diw. Gys tai gretel, fwmig. Creir enw corliat ar y son, Hans. Feg, fwmig. Creir en gretel cor dwts, Hans. Beg, ach, i hun, fwmig. Now this is another song from Rhi George from Bala, and she recommends us all to shine, Disglairia.
Nes I fynd ar gariau gorau, a gadael peth ar ôl. Cymerodd bach mi setlo, cadw llwyth i nôl. Siaradais yw fy angel, torri fy mol yn llwyr. Ymddangos fel sa'n gweithio, i wella creithiau ar clw. Dywedodd disglairia. si just bought our mask your bob in do not bought the him did not the best in how some in land living us on your pan mount away don't get icy on now with ice in hand do it all. Beidio a chyddio mae'n amser I ti just bod a fel masgio bob un diwrnod fel peth a gwell I ddod dwedodd ti.
Welsh singer-songwriter Rhi George with her song Disglairia, Shine. Cre taw yn engel, Gretel Hans? Remi li jail I tai lesh ted. As remi cion li rysio fan jwr dy I trech fwmig. Svi bol fenach fawd dy ynw shen, Hans. Lysach yw fer ciaw, sŵlion mina yn y ciri uri. Mae dy lŵr fwmig, nym na sier na chyrt. Eish hai Hans gus y tolt. As lwg dy goel ulyn o sŵlyn as na ciri, chiaw ei ad ons eddyn Gretel. Eish fa Gretel cori, as lwg di feisle I hun, rai yr sŵl as henki dy fei ben ffwsi dy fair elia. Now, the gallows were erected high up on Castle Rushen, and the Manx Sun also tells us that about 200 persons witnessed the execution, and mostly of juvenile age. The greatest order and decorum were observed on this melancholy and solemn occasion. So that was justice and the law in action in the island in 1832. As Sinead Cartnish, just in Treyrgit, Gus Cordera and Clarish. Chris Pearson is your host for 2 hours of the best in chill out music from 7 to 9, and then at 9 it's Sundown with Judith Leigh. Dub producer Tom Spirals and Scottish musician Ewan McLaughlin got together in the studio as and Downset Dub. But they also go out live as part of a six-piece band, playing their blend of Scottish and elements of dub reggae. Clare na Gael closes with a piece called Dram Druid, which in places sounds a bit like one of the Manx Drochbhren tunes. As I mentioned at the start, this week sees Cúis Manx Language Festival from Wednesday the 5th to next Sunday the 9th of November. So do check out what's available, what's going on, and you can do that at the learnmanx.com website and look for Cúis, or you can look out for the bilingual printed programme. But now, until the next time, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert O'Carslach.
Old Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eve. I'm a Creortus. That's my year and share.